Lucky we are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, still in the middle of Shin Tes Vav, that things are forbidden because of oil on Shabbos. By Sif Yud, this is page 248. Talis Kfula, a folded talis. Shoyla Chutin, they had in it threads. Shoyla Tlui Behemir of Shabbos that was hanging from them from before Shabbos. Mutalin Taisa, you let it stretch it out. Mutal Afarka, and you let take it down. The same thing is regarding the curtain. What is this folded over talis? Very simple. You have a bar that's in place. That's between two walls. And you have this very times, you know, like the shower rods, you know. And the two edges of the fold, mishaloshin, are folded over magin lachetz, and they reach the ground. And he enters between the two edges, and he sleeps over them ne'achama because of the sun. Now, the oyelos came to Shabbos. Now, it'd be forbidden to do this on Shabbos to make oil arai. This would be making a temporary oil a part of a lasser. It would be permitted. It would be exempt, but it would be rabbinically forbidden. Coming from Sivchas, like we said, Sivchas. That's what he's coming to say. If when the talis was folded, and was placed on the pole from before Shabbos, and with threads that were hanging, that through them you stretch it out to its edges. You let it stretch it on Shabbos, called Orcha Moit, onto the whole length of the pole, similar to like a shower curtain that you just stretch it out. It's already hanging over there. So the reason is the kibin dal yada chutin, since through the threads kalamoshkul, and it's easy to pull on them. A vekilo is a talis prusik mikvar tefach be'av Shabbos, like as if the talis was already spread out a tefach from before Shabbos. Vavadak moisiv aloy larai. Maybe that's just adding on a temporary oil. But sure, that's going to be permitted can also be like we said in the base. Because magavram raised the myris so much achab he saw that after it's laid out. And the roof won't be above the width of a tefach. Also means that you won't have within three tefachim from the roof also a width of tefach. The yes, but the tefach, because if you are going to have a width of a tefach, then it's like a permanent oil. And then the fact that it's hanging from threads, this folded talus on the pole, that those threads won't be helpful. Which the Shaar HaTzion HaMem Hei says, this is all according to the opinion of the Rif. Magavram holds the way he writes in the Beseisiv, and that's a Mucha for the Makkah Mishnah. The Ram holds that also Batal is Kavul like the Rib, and therefore it's something like this La Locha. But even on the Beseisiv, mentioned that Rashi and the Rush disagree on this, and the Prima Gadim is inclined that Batal is Kavul, Pin the Ram is also like the Rush, that Chutin is effective even when you have on the roof a width of a Teva. Simcha Lamad Chaz. So he said that if this folded talis had the threads that was hanging from that, if before Shabbos, then you let it be noited, meaning to put it up. And umutu lafarka, shekol oil shebay b'shem bin, because any oil that does not have a problem about binyan, but b'shem steer, there's no problem about demolishing it. With the Shaar HaTzion HaMem above brings for the Maamar Motcha that the reason is that you let it put it back to its first place like it was in the beginning. And what he intends with this is to answer the question of the oil of Shabbos, that why is it permitted to be soiser, but it's permitted to be soiser even though oil arai, as brought in the Rambam. Says I not understand his answer. The Gemara. By the Kili de Ravuna, it's obvious that it's permitted to be totally resized, throw it down to the ground. They're talking also when the threads were hanging from before Shabbos, like brought taste in the rush. And therefore, obviously, we have to say that the Gemara holds that an oil around like this, that you're allowed to be masakin in Shabbos because it had chutne with kruchen that were wrapped around from before Shabbos. Chamon akleizer on its stira, and that's what he says over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivka namatas. And we said, the same thing is regarding a curtain. With kolbas that was including over here is gam vilin shlifnei pesach. It's when you have a curtain in front of an opening. That's okay because it's hanging from strings. This is not precise. The shor bezeh, this is permitted even if it did not have strings. There's no oil. Only when it's made like a roof. That was just printed in the times of Mishnah Berurah. The parich is nami by a curtain also. There has to be threads that are wrapped around from before Shabbos that's hanging from. It's better to say that Rambam, Baal Halacha Zu, who is the one that espouses this halacha, not necessarily like Rabbein Chananel, also like the Rabbein Chananel, which Shaar HaTzion HaMem Zayin says, because all these Sifim over here, Sif Ches, Yud, Yerav, Yud Beis, they're all from the Lashon Rambam. And if you look at the Pirsh Rabbein Chananel, Daf Kovam Lechaz in the Gemara, you'll understand that this whole halacha, the Rambam drew entirely from the Rabbein Chananel. And all these Yikarim that are found the Rif in this halacha is also all from his rabbi, the Rabbi Nachanal. And even though according to this, it can be very difficult in the Magid Mishnah, explains the words of Rambam with what Rashi writes that in Oyele Lasa King Gag, that according to this, for sure, it's permitted even without chutim. But you think because of that, we were going to remove the words of the Rambam like from its pashtas? And then, you're right, the word of the Magid Mishnah says truthfully Tarachim. So as the Mishnah Berurah continues, so then according to that, the understanding of Bechein is understood very simply. That explains halachically, in Afkamin there's no difference. It's obvious from the turn of the person, allowed to hang in all situations. Since it's not making to any, permit anything, it's not what's called mechitza materis, ancient mishalos, there's no prohibition on putting it up. Because Magen writes, "Mechitza sula hatter, a partition that's made to be mitzvah." Pesach Shacharanach levels above the osla says, "Well, you now makes it mechitza Shabbos." I feel like Shaychud Kudukim Olam Erev Shabbos. Then it's even if the threads were wrapped around the before Shabbos. But Biyesh Shemekim is that those who are lean regarding that, saying that if it was hanging already, then you're allowed to spread it out, and there's not a problem. That's machlekes. Sifri Dalf Kilas Chasson, the wedding, the bridal canopy, meaning the that is by the bed. That the roof does not have a handbreadth. You don't have even within three tefachim of the roof of the bed that the canopy should have a width of a tefach. Since it's prepared for this, you're allowed to put it up, you're allowed to take it down. And that as long as it's not hanging down from beneath the bed, a tefach. This is eight echad oimel resha mita. You have one stick at the head of the bed, that's gevoyim amita, it's above the bed. If you have a piece of wood, that's by the foot of the bed. And then there's a pole connecting these two pieces of wood. And then you have hanging on the pole a large curtain. And you have the two ends coming down either side. Come in oil up, and they call amita like a tent, like a over the bed. Sivkan mem aleph. So we said that if it doesn't have a rechiv of tefach. So Hoyle Shim is a ken, it's Pirish Shechin Lakakim Vayim was prepared for this from before Shabbos. Lachin Shabbos is there, therefore here it's permitted. Alpish Layachut and Kuruch and Lam Erev Shabbos, even though the threads were not hanging on it from before Shabbos. Well, the main was a ken, it's awesome, but if it wasn't prepared, it would be forbidden. Kuruchim Pasek HaShuch and Arach Masev Ches, that fill oil Shem Begag and Tefach, even the oil that does not have the roof of Tefach, us last season of Shabbos, I'll make it on Shabbos. Ev Gen Hoyachut and Kuruch and Lam Erev Shabbos, canal, only if it had threads hanging in it from before Shabbos. Shartin Nice Mem Tes says, as Magid Ram, the Rechim Kod Rif, the Ramon, the Korn Rashi and the Rosh is permitted, even its numbers again, because it doesn't have a Gag Atafach. However, since Mechaber, this Siv and Siv Ches quotes the words of Rifn Ram, but it sounds like that's his opinion, and therefore we don't remove ourselves from that opinion.
Next, Siv Kot Mem Beis. So, as long as it's not hanging down, Me'al Hamita Tafach, from the bed, a handbreadth. Hatam, the reason is, Kimin Shemesh Leshes Malamita, Tefach Beskiva, because since it's hanging down from the bed, a handbreadth, a vertical, La'acha Kleisa Shpur, after that the slope finishes, Havali High Tefach Mechitza, so that Tefach is Mechitza, Chalashi Pua, Shemim Malamita, now all the slope that's above the bed, Nechshel Begag, that's considered the roof, Vava Oil Mamish, that's considered literally an oil. Me, we have a Mita Didan, our bed, in Kilo Leo, Shapresin La Sadim, that although it hangs down from the bed of tefach, less than we don't have a problem. The reason is the hamash and munachal mita, whatever's on the bed, the mikra, it's not considered oil. Kimishin chalot tacht. We don't have a canopy over. We just have the bed spread and the sheet that hangs over. That's not a problem because it's not hanging from the oil on the top. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 84. This that Mishnah Berurah requires, as be possible, to pull the talus through the thread. Is like the way Rashi explains the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kaf Lamed Chesem and Alf Chasnesh writes it's possible to be lean like the words of Shulchan Aruch that he brings the opinion of the Rambam and explains the Gemara over there that it's enough that the talus is tied onto the pole, even if you cannot pull it through that. However, and elsewhere the Chazon Ish writes that even though it's permitted to hang the sheet on the wagon, on the carriage, when one side is tied on from before Shabbos, however, it's good that the thread should be hanging from the second side so that you could pull it from it. Now, if it doesn't remain from the talus on the pole at all, but you could pull it through the thread, which according to Rashi is permitted to pull on Shabbos, Chazon Ish writes not to be lenient regarding this. Additional 85, Chazon Ish explains that it specifically if when you were you spread it out for a permanence. That's when we say that it has a rechav tefach, it's like a oil kavuah, and it doesn't help the threats. But which is not the case when you spread it out for a small amount of time. In such situations, because they're like oil arai, that also when there is a width of a tefach, and he adds on that that's also how Pirim Gadim writes, Dish number 86, Chazmish explains that the reason why there's no stira, that you're totally allowed to take it apart, and you don't have to leave over the thread and the string. However, regarding an oil that was put up from before Shabbos, he writes that that you're not allowed to be seiser, even if you leave it with the string and with the thread. Dish number 87, Shatin, previously Zipkot Yimigimel writes that according to Rambam, it's permitted to make a mechitza to permit having marital intimacy, because since there are other possibilities to permit it even without a mechitza, so even when you do it through mechitza, it's not considered as a mechitza materis, and if it's permitted to do it. That's written in the Rambam and Hilchos Sukkah regarding mechitza Sukkah, that even though it's forbidden to make a third wool on Yom Tov, since you're permitting without the Sukkah, and you're not allowed to make oil on Yom Tov, however, you're allowed to make the fourth wool because it's not permitting anything. However, the Prima Gosma explains the contention of the Rein Chanan, that the reason for the Isra is because you're making a roof through the Pareches and not because of mechitza that's not materis. Is also dish number 88. Mishabur wrote that the shepua, the slant that's from above the bag, is considered as a roof. That's not like the Taz writes in the Mirashi and explained the Gemara Shabbos of Kofel Mitches, that the bed itself is considered as the gag. Dish number 89 was from the Bir Alocha from yesterday, that Shlomo wonders that the Ramah permits later on some Tefesh Chavav to close in Yom Tov the roofs of the Sukkot have hinges. Sounds like he permits to do this even if the roofs are tight with their closing with the iron very much.